الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن من الشعر حكمة. رواه البخاري. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected and honorable ulama ikram, elders and brothers and sisters listening over the live streaming and over the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Some may be wondering whether poetic inspirations as a title is appropriate or not, and whether this is something that is part of our deen or it is not established in our deen. And it is important, I feel, to clarify so that going forward we don't have any doubts with regards to this particular segment. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, he used to listen to verses of poetry. On one occasion, Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I was traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I'm not mistaken, perhaps he was sitting behind Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me to recite some verses of poetry of a particular poet who had passed away in Jahiliyat as a non-Muslim. Whose poetry? A non-Muslim's poetry. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I recited a verse of poetry. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, go on. He said, I recited another verse. He said, go on. He said, I recited another verse. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, go on. Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, hatta anshattu mi'ata baytin, until I recited 100 verses of poetry of this non-Muslim poet. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept listening to it. And at the end of it, he said that صَدَقَ لِسَانُهُ وَكَفَرَ قَلْبُهُ. Although his heart didn't accept Islam, the words that he spoke were the truth. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself mentioned, and it's a hadith that is narrated in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ مِنَ الشِّعْرِ حِكْمَةً. Many a verse of poetry is full of inspiration. Many a verse of poetry is full of inspiration, is full of hikmat, is full of wisdom. And hence the title, inspiration, Poetic Inspirations. I remember our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, on many occasions, he used to write a lot of poetry. And on many occasions he would prove how poetry is something that is very much established. It's part of deen. It creates such an inspiration within one that sometimes a bayan cannot give that level of inspiration. So many sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum were poets. Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his poetry, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him when Abu Sufyan had not yet accepted Islam, and he was hurling abusive poetry against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told Hassan that, oh Hassan, you get up and defend me through poetry. And then his famous verses, wa ahsana minka lam tara qattu aynun, wa ajmala minka lam talidin nisa'u, khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybin, ka annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha'u. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself had verses of poetry. Ilahi abduka al-asi ataka, muqirrum bidhunubi wa qad da'aka, فَإِن تَغْفِرْ فَأَنْتَ أَهْلٌ لِذَاكَ وَإِن تَتْرُدْ فَمَنْ يَرْحَمْ سِوَاكَ. O Allah, your sinful servant has come to you. Your sinful servant has come to you. مُقِرٌّ بِالذُّنُوبِ. He is confessing of all his sins and he is making dua to you. If you forgive him, then that is your lot, O Allah. وَإِن تَتْرُدْ فَمَنْ يَرْحَمْ سِوَاكَ. And if you have to turn us away, then who is there to show mercy on us besides you? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had verses of poetry. And like that, so many Sahaba ikram. And then after the Sahaba ikram, the tabi'een, the tabi tabi'een, right until the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this day, they always would write some sort of poetry. Because it is something that is established in deen, and it is inspirational, and it conveys a message, and it reaches the hearts of people. And therefore, it is something that is very much established, it is part of deen, and to listen to verses of poetry is also the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Some verses of poetry that I thought of discussing tonight was titled by our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mi'raj e Ishq, the Mi'raj, the ascension of love. Because these days and nights that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed us with, they are to reconnect with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It's to establish that connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Just like how our youngsters, I've seen youngsters, when they lose their Wi-Fi connection, they get very, very perturbed. Sometimes they will end up throwing their phone because they've lost the connection for a little while. Some years ago, one person came to stay at home, a youngster, and he told me, Maulana, I'm not so worried about the toilet, but the Wi-Fi connection must be good. So just as how we are concerned about the Wi-Fi connection, that we stay connected all the time, the Muslim, the believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we have to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7, 365. That's how it should be. We should be talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our salah should be a mi'raj. We should have a deep-seated love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any sort of conditions, without thinking even about what the end result is going to be. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, when I went the first time to meet my Shaykh, Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Partabgari Rahmatullah Alayhi, I heard him reading these verses of poetry the first time when I went to see him. Dile mustarib ka ye peygham hai, tere bin suku hai na aram hai. تڑپنے سے ہم کو فقط کام ہے یہی بس محبت کا انعام ہے جو آغاز میں فکر انجام ہے تیرا عشق شاید ابھی خام ہے. He said, دل مسترب کا یہ پیغام ہے. This is the call of that heart that is مسترب, that is always jumping around, that is بے چین, that is not at ease. The heart of a lover is never at ease. So like that, when we are in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can never be at ease. We are always worried and concerned that is our Allah happy with us? Is He pleased with us? What I'm about to do, what I'm about to say, am I doing anything that is going to be displeasing to Him? And it should never ever be that the heart of a lover is ever at ease. The fact of the matter is that in that uneasiness, there is a lot of ease for the lover. For the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when you look at illicit relationships, when the person is uneasy, that's when he's actually feeling at ease. Because he's worried, he's concerned. And one might feel that these are opposites. So how is it possible, the uneasiness and easiness, is they are opposites, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the ability to make opposites also possible. Aankhon ki siyahi mein
جس نے روشنی بخشی آنکھوں کی سیاہی میں, جس نے روشنی بخشی اس نے ہم کو غم دے کر غم میں بھی خوشی بخشی.
In the darkness of the pupil of the eye, that being who created so much of light in the darkness of that pupil of the eye, so much of light in the darkness, in the black part of the eye, ask the opticians who are here, the optometrists, ophthalmologists, the darkest part of the eye is what we see with. All the light, all the color is in the darkest part of the eye. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put that, so many colors in that darkness. Usne humko gham dekar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us uneasiness and gham mein bhi khushi bakhshi. And in that uneasiness, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us such serenity, such peace of mind, such happiness, such tranquility. So, dil-e mustarib ka ye peygham hai. Tere bin suku hai na aram hai. Without you, O Allah, without being connected to you, there is absolutely no sukoon, no aram, no tranquility, no peace of mind, no happiness. There can be no satisfaction without being connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Jo aghaz mein fikr anjam hai, dil-e mustarib ka ye peygham hai, tere bin sukoon hai na aram hai, tadapne se humko faqat kaam hai, yahi bas mohabbat ka inaam hai. Our job is to all the time be uneasy in your love, O Allah. Be uneasy, be concerned that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala happy with us or not. And that is what these days and nights are for. And then to take it forward, to take it forward into the rest of our lives as well, that we must be concerned. What are we about to say? Pause a minute, think for a while. We are governed. We are not ungoverned. Some people, they buy a sports car and then they ungovern it so that they can go at any speed. We as believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we can't ungovern ourselves. We are governed. We are responsible for our actions. We have to be worried and concerned all the time about whether Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased with us or not. And therefore we can't say what we want to say. We can't do what we want to do. Everything is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to do. Everything is about Him. It's about His pleasure, about His happiness. Nothing is about us. Because we are slaves at the end of the day. And that is what this is all about. Jo aghaz mein fikre anjam hai. Right in the beginning, we're just about taking the step in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we worried about what's going to happen. We worried that if I become obedient to Allah ta'ala, is life going to become boring? What's going to happen? Am I going to lose out on all my enjoyment, my pleasures, my happiness? Tera ishq shayad abhi kham hai. The poet is saying, Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Abgar Tavgari, he said, then your love is also deficient. If in the beginning you are worried about what's going to happen at the end, your love is deficient then. A lover doesn't worry about what's going to happen at the end. Let's take an example. A person is traveling. He is going with his illicit beloved, na'uzu billah. It's just for understanding. And now she tells him that right in the middle of West Road, do a 360 turn. Now, if he's a true lover, he doesn't worry about whether there's cops, there's cameras, there's anything. First he does the 360 turn, after that he checks around that is anyone watching. Jo aghaz mein fikr, follow Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Put your foot in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see then how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't bless the person. Such serenity, such happiness. The pious servants of Allah ta'ala, they say that such enjoyment I get. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, he says that when I take the name of Allah, then I get such enjoyment in just taking the name of Allah. It is as though every hair on my body has turned into a fountain of honey. Such enjoyment. And it was true, not just words. And when I take the name Allah, then the enjoyment that I get, the vocabularies of the languages of the world cannot put a description on the enjoyment that I get when I take the name of Allah. And this enjoyment is not only for a select group of people to take. This enjoyment is for everyone to take. Anyone is there. The Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ki dosti ka taj sab ke liye hai. This crown of the wilayat and the friendship and the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's for anyone to come and take it. But we must be willing to take the step forward, to take the leap forward. Wo shahe do jahan jis dil mein aaye, wo shahe do jahan jis dil mein aaye, maze dono jahan se badke paaye. Are yaro jo khaliq hai shakar ka, jamale shams ka noore qamar ka, mat poochho lazzate zikre naame khuda ki, naame paake kibriya ki. Magar ye daulat milti hai kahan se, bataun main ye milti hai jahan se, ye milti hai khuda ke aashiqon se, duaon se aur unki sohbaton se. He says that king of both the worlds, the king of both the worlds, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he comes into someone's heart, then that king of Allah, that king of both the worlds, that person's heart, he enjoys more than the enjoyments of both the worlds. More than both the worlds. Even in these verses of poetry that I even selected for tonight, whether we're going to get time to recite it or not, he says that, Tum hi se hai jannat bi jannat hamari, na ho tum to jannat be mi ho menari. That, oh Allah, jannat is also jannat because you are there. If you are not there in jannat, then even in jannat I would have been a jahannami. This is that level of love that we are speaking about. That we must be so much connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Woh shahe do jahan jis dil mein aaye, maze dono jahan se badke paaye. That being he gets, that person who gets Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his heart, then he gets the enjoyment of both the worlds. Both the worlds. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is in his heart. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If you are not mine, O Allah, then nothing is mine. If you are not mine, then nothing is mine. And O Allah, if you become mine, then everything is mine, the heavens are mine, and the earth is mine. And that is what we need to strive to achieve towards, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must become ours, and we must become His. We must be concerned. We take one step to Allah ta'ala takes 10 steps towards us. We walk to Allah ta'ala wants to run towards us. Rahmat-e Khuda, bahana mi joyad. The mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is looking for an excuse to envelop us. But He wants us to show that we also ourselves are willing. We ourselves are willing. And it doesn't require a lot. All it requires of us is, it doesn't require a lot of hard work, no mehnat. But what it does require is a bit of himmat. Not mehnat, but himmat. Courage, hausla, zeal, an attitude of, yes, this is something that I want to achieve. I want to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See then how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala doesn't bless the person. Maze dono jahan se badke paaye. Are yaro, oh my friends, jo khaliq hai shakar ka, jamale shams ka noore qamar ka. The one who is the creator of the sweetness in sugar, how much of sweetness must there be in His name? The one who is the creator of the grandeur of the sun, of the beauty in the moon, how much of beauty there must be in Himself, how much of greatness there must be in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But He says, ye daulat milti hai kahan se? Where do we get this connection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from? Where do we get it from? बताऊं मैं ये मिलती है जहां से, मस्ट आई टेल यू वे वी गेट इट फ्रॉम, ये मिलती है खुदा के आशिकों से. यू गेट इट फ्रॉम दोज हु आर द लवर्स ऑफ अल्लाह तबारक व तआला, दुआओं से और उनकी सोहबतों से, बाय स्टेइंग इन द कंपनी एंड बाय गेटिंग देयर दुआस. مولانا عبد الغني پھولپوری رحمت اللہ علیہ, he used to say to our شیخ, he said, حکیم اختر, جس طریقے سے گوش گوش والوں سے ملتا ہے, مٹھائی مٹھائی والوں سے ملتا ہے, مٹھائی مٹھائی والوں سے ملتا ہے, حلوہ حلوہ والوں سے ملتا ہے, روٹی روٹی والوں سے ملتا ہے, اسی طرح سے اللہ بھی اللہ والوں سے ملتا ہے. Just like if you want something, you go to the person who has it. You want meat, you go to the butcher. You want fish, you go to the fishmonger. You want fruit, you go to the fruitmonger. Whoever, whatever you want, you go to someone who has it. So if we want Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also, then we have to go to those who have Allah in their hearts. Those who have Allah in their hearts. And then when we stay in their company, we learn from them. Then practicing on deen, not only does it become easy, it becomes enjoyable also. Then there is a great enjoyment in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we get that enjoyment in reading the Quran Sharif, in taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in making zikr. And there is great amount of disturbance when a person for some reason becomes disobedient, or he is forced into a situation, like when one person told me, Maulana, if I don't watch TV, then I feel like a fish out of water. Whereas the believer was supposed to feel like a fish out of water when he was disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then that is what happens then. Then he feels like a fish out of water when he's obedient, and he feels like when he's disobedient, and he feels like a fish in water when he's obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us with Laylatul Qadr, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with a special connection with Him. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. اللهم اجعلنا ممن وفق لقيام ليلة القدر. اللهم اجعلنا ممن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا, فغفر لهم ما تقدم من ذنبه. اللهم اجبر كسرنا بفراق شهرنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعد علينا رمضان أعواما عديدة وأزمنة مديدة, ونحن في صحة وسلامة وعافية وحياة سعيدة يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, the sins that we committed in the light of day, darknesses of nights, Ya Allah, forgive them. Ya Allah, something that is dearly beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you in repentance. Ya Allah, we are those sinful servants who are turning towards you in repentance. Ya Allah, we are those sinful servants who are turning towards you in repentance. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day, in the darknesses of nights. Ya Allah, the sins that we committed knowingly and unknowingly. Ya Allah, each and every one of our sins, Ya Allah, forgive them. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbu al-afwa, fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbu al-afwa, fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbu al-afwa, fa'afu anna. Ya Allah, grant us hearts that throb in your love. Ya Allah, grant us hearts that throb in your love. Ya Allah, grant us eyes that sob in your love. اللهم ارزقنا عينين حطالتين تسقيان القلوب بظروف الدموع قبل أن تكون الدموع دما والأدراس جمرا يا رب العالمين. يا الله, grant us hearts that throb in your love, eyes that sob in your love. يا الله, grant us a deep connection with you, O my beloved Allah. يا الله, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifat. يا الله, grant us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. يا الله, ہمیں اپنا قرب نصیب فرما, اپنی معرفت عطا فرما, اپنا یقین نصیب فرما, تقوی والی زندگی عطا فرما, اخلاص کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما, احسانی کیفیت عطا فرما. يا الله, those who are sick and ailing, healing, grant them shifa. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, fill their qabrs with noor, O my beloved Allah. When the time of our death comes, Ya Allah, grant us the death on the kalima. Ya Allah, grant us the death on the kalima in such a condition that you are pleased and happy with us, O my beloved Allah. Make our qabrs also a garden from amongst the gardens of Jannat, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, do not let it be that it is a pit from the pits of hellfire, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, the Muslims who are suffering in all parts of the world, Ya Allah, remove their trouble, their difficulty, their suffering, their pain, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to realize and to turn away from all sorts of disobedience to you. Ya Allah, make us like how you want us to be. Ya Allah, make us like how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam would love to see an ummati of his. Grant us all those qualities that you granted your pious and righteous servants. Allahumma atina afdala ma tu'ti ibadaka as-salihin. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us all the qualities that you granted your pious servants. Ya Allah, and protect us from the qualities that you do not want to see in us, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam would not want to see in an ummati of his. Rabbana taqabbal minna إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا وتب علينا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا وقدوتنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.